Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's do this!
And now, Chuck and Winkler. Live from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studio.
Listen up, people!
On Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
I can't wait. You know, I think all of us here feel the same way. I think we're all just having so much fun right now. It's such a special opportunity.
Ryan Braun's excited. The team's excited. Where's your excitement at? I am excited. I'm not trying to like stir the pot here. I woke up this morning and was just kind of in like a haze, and it didn't feel like game day to me quite yet.
Oh, it does to me, man.
It does now. Just in talking to you and some people, and it does now.
Oh.
I'm there now.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. It feels like game day. And I'm ready to roll, baby. This is what we've waited all season for. This,
you've got to understand, I've only experienced a league championship game one day twice in my entire life.
Well, that means it should be even more, and I've only experienced it three times. There's only been three times for me. But you've had it twice in 7 years. I've had it twice three times in their 50-year history. So. There was a time when I thought this was going to happen much more frequently than it did, but here we are again, man, and hopefully this is going to be a ritual in town here where there's going to be many postseason appearances to come. This isn't the last one.
Game one, 7:09 tonight, Gio Gonzalez, Clayton Kershaw starting for their respective teams. Gio Gonzalez for the Brewers. He's only been here for 5-6 weeks, but here he didn't even pitch last series, and here he is pitching tonight. The gates open at 4:40, the lots open at 4:00. Rally towels again tonight, which I was just alerted to this. I went to game one and game two, got a rally towel each. I could throw them on eBay, make a quick $20. I mean, these things are, this one rally towel, first bid was $3 for it. It's up to $27 with 13 bids, and it's still got an hour to go. Man, people are buying up these rally towels.
Yeah, they were giving those away in Colorado, too. I was walking through the media gate there, and they handed me a purple towel. I said, nah, that's all right.
You didn't take one?
Nah, I don't want a Rocky purple towel. But in retrospect, since I collect some of that stuff, I probably should have taken it.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to take one.
When I went to St. Louis for the game they clinched, they gave out magnet schedules for the next year. And I thought, I'm never going to use this, but I'm also not taking it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I put it in my box at home.
It was one more thing. It was one more thing I didn't need to carry.
Okay.
You know, when you're going to the airport, you got so much stuff to carry anyway. I hate that. God, flying today is terrible. Flying today is awful. Going through TSA, you got to be athletic running to get to your flight these days. And if you don't get there 3 hours ahead of time, because most of the time you get there 2 hours in advance, you're still hauling ass to get to your gate. It's unbelievable. Our airport here is fine, but some of these other ports like Denver, Atlanta, LA, man, it's motionless sometimes standing in those lines.
Some of those airports, like Atlanta's airport, is as big, I think, as Milwaukee proper.
When you're taking trams to get to a gate, which you don't have to do here, but there you have to.
Dude.
And it's like, God, because you go through to the TSA, and it's like, okay, time to get to the gate. Oh, you got to go take this tram. And it takes, you know, then you got to get off at a couple of stops. And then you still got to haul ass to get to your gate. And you're barely getting there. I mean, I got to my gate within five. It took me, I left the show here an hour early in Denver, and my flight was like 2 hours later. And I got there 5 minutes before the plane took off.
Wow.
She said, well, we were just ready to close the gate. And I'm like, for crying out loud, this is ridiculous. You shouldn't have to be sprinting to your gate and getting there 2 or 3 hours ahead of time.
That's why you should have took the Rockies towels so you could wiped off your sweat after the 2 hour workout.
But I mean, it was like, and plus you're carrying on stuff and they charge you extra to get on these planes and you know they weigh the bags and all that. It's just ridiculous.
It is the Chuck
Nickel and Dime you.
And Winkler Brewers Pep Rally. Game one tonight, 7:09 first pitch, 414-799-1250. Let's get John in Franklin on the line. Johnny!
Hi, John.
How you doing, bud?
boys. Happy Friday.
Happy NLCS Friday.
You got that right, man. You know, I can't even say I'm excited. I'm just, like, tense. It's just tension. This has been such a long time coming. You look at what had to happen to get us here, and there's no guarantee we'll be back again. Look at the Packers. So suck up and enjoy every one of these moments. I'm just looking for a good performance tonight. I want us to be the patient, not free-swinging team against Kershaw. Let's make this guy work tonight. Let's make him work, and let's try to scratch and claw and get a victory tonight. I'm doing my, I'm planning my, where am I going to, my parking routine, my route. I'm changing everything because everything changes with these games because there's just, everybody's there. The place is packed. It's just bedlam. It will be excitement once we get close to the pitch time. But right now, it's just all this talk. You know, I'm watching MLB Network and they're doing the draft, the relief pitcher draft, you know, and it's just like, I'm tired of all this. I want to get the ball in the air, guys.
Yeah, it was funny. Last night they were doing, the draft of the bullpens.
Oh, that's a really good idea.
It was great. And I believe.
Sounds very interesting.
I believe Brewers were the first two players, because I was doing some reading at the time. I thought it was Hader and Knebel, the first two taken, Johnny.
Yep, that's correct. Yeah. Believe it or not, they one of them also picked up Burnsy.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah. He was a high pick,
pretty
too.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think the third pick was the guy from Boston who had problems the other night.
John, what time are you getting there tonight?
Well, I got to work, and I got you know, and that's my issue. But I'm hoping to get to the ballpark somewhere around 5:30.
Well, that's outstanding. Well, and did you get your normal tickets for this one?
Absolutely not.
Oh,
I got
no.
Lucky. I screwed up. I should have bought the strip when I re-upped, and I didn't.
Yeah, I horrible feel the mistake. Same way. I should have bought the strip.
Horrible mistake. But my buddy bailed me out tonight, and we're gonna find a way in the ballpark. Again, somehow, if I got to sneak in under the fence, guys.
Well, here's the deal. When the strip came, was offered to the season ticket holders, for three tickets, the bill came and it said $5,300, it's a little like, wow, $5,300. And, you know, obviously that's if they go to game seven, but that's just like 50. That's like sticker shock.
Right. And then because it gets put on your card.
Yes.
But then they reimburse you after they collect the interest.
Yep.
But then if you did it that way and you try to go to every game, like, it's a incredible savings because you're going to pay secondhand prices.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you're going to pay secondhand prices for the tickets if you didn't get them. They tried to do the sale on Monday, I think it was, for the Wisconsin pre-sale, and all you could get was singles. And then very quickly you could just get standing room, but you can only buy one. I mean, that's a sellout. It's for sure a sellout. It's a sellout tomorrow. It's going to be a sellout, you know, every game the rest of the way here.
And it's cool going into Miller Park. It's, you know, it was like this earlier this season when the Cubs were here in April for that weekend series where, you know, the corners of the stadium are full. Al McGuire used to say, you know, you're doing something right when the upper reaches of an arena are full, and that's the way it's been, and it should be for the playoff games.
Well, one thing I noticed, too, is that prior to first pitch, the stadium was already there. It was full. People are getting in. They're making sure they're in for the lineups and the anthem and the first pitch, and they're making sure that they're in there. There's no late-arriving crowd. There's no, oh, let me just have one more beer, man. There's none of that. It's that people are getting in there, and that's been pretty cool.
It's like those Saturday night 6 o'clock starts. Like, you get in there on a Saturday night at 6, and there's nobody there. And then it's not until, like, around 7 o'clock where that place starts to fill up a little bit.
How do you like the Gio Gonzalez news that he's starting?
I like it. Yeah. I mean, who else were they going to go with it? I mean, they could have went with Chacin, but they're saving him for Los Angeles. I've always been of the belief that if the other team is throwing out their ace, you don't necessarily have to throw out your best guy. And with the Brewers, they do things a little differently anyway. And Gio Gonzalez can pitch. I mean, he can pitch, man. He's been great. His ERA is in the twos. He's been in big moments before.
They have not lost in a game he's appeared in. Is that right?
I think it's 5-0. I mean, he doesn't get the win, but I believe the team is 5-0 when he has started games.
Yeah, I told you all along they need a starting pitcher.
Well, he's the guy I loved. I
got him.
When there were rumors of Gio, coming here, I was like, man, go out and get this guy. In fact, I even told Gio in the post-game interview I did with him, on Sunday. I started the interview and I said, Gio, I was always on board with you coming here, man. I'm glad that you were here. I knew this was going to be a big move. And he loves being here. He loves the city here. The organization so far has treated him great. Love to see Gio back for a while.
Gio Gonzalez named the game one starter. Craig Counsell made that official yesterday.
We like the matchup against their lineup. And, you know, we talked about, you know, it's no secret that we're going to use our pitching a little differently than the traditionalists would like. And so for us, the first matchup that we liked was Gio on the mound. You know, we're asking Gio to go out there and get a bunch of outs. How many? You know, we'll just see how it goes, you know.
And the whole reason they're doing this, Gio tonight, Wade Miley tomorrow, is to get the lefties up for the Brewers so that the Dodgers go with their, what really is referred to as their second unit. Mm-hmm. By throwing a lefty, you're taking Puig out of the lineup most likely. You're taking Jock Peterson out of the lineup. You're taking Muncy out, even though this guy's really good. Max Muncy's really good. They treat him as a platoon player there. And instead, you'll see Matt Kemp, Chris Taylor, and now David Fries. Most likely you will see those guys. So that those three guys that I mentioned second are not as good as the guys that I mentioned first. I mean, I'd rather see Peterson, Muncy, and Puig.
So Puig isn't start against left-handed pitching? A right-handed hitter?
No, and against Gio Gonzalez.
That's odd.
Against Gio Gonzalez, he is 0-71, 1-14.
Okay, that's okay. Against you're on those numbers. But normally, left-handed pitcher, you would guess that the right-handed bat would be in the lineup.
Well, Yasiel Puig's not good against. I just know Gio.
Okay.
Jack Peterson against Gio. Now, he is a lefty. That was just 1-for-3. Muncy's never faced him. Gio actually has not faced the Dodgers this season. Even in Washington, he didn't get the opportunity to do that. But I don't know. I think maybe if I'm Dave Roberts in the Dodgers, I look at what the Brewers are trying to do, and I think, okay, we know what you're trying to do. I'm still going to put Puig out there. I'm still going to put Muncy out there. I still have enough confidence in my guys. I know you're trying to get me to play David Fries, even though he killed you 7 years ago.
Oh, we don't want to see that guy.
And I know you're trying to get me to play him.
Don't want to see him.
But I don't know. It's going to be very, very interesting to see what the lineups are. And we still don't know what the rosters will be for the respective teams, especially the Brewers, which we'll get more into here in a moment.
Well, Kershaw, we all know how great he is.
Very.
But the one Brewer who's been really good with him is Christian Yelich. He's 4-for-6 this year with a pair of home runs in lifetime against Kershaw, 9-for-17. And you would think that Yelich would struggle against left-handers. But he hits left-handers very well.
His splits are like even.
Yeah.
Righties against lefties.
Odd.
Yeah, he's very good.
Well, that's another thing about him. I mean, in addition to being a 5-tool guy, the guy can also hit left-handed pitching.
It's Chuck and Winkler. We're served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. If you're having a problem getting a hit of any kind in the old bedroom frames, and it happens, I'm just going to say my friend. It's not me, but my friend. And this is not a lie.
You have a friend of a friend?
This is not a lie. He had a problem performing, and he went on the internet and ordered pills from China. He's done that.
Okay, it probably took 2 months to get there too, and by then his girlfriend left him.
Well, it didn't work.
Okay,
either, and that's the problem. When guys have sexual performance issues, you have a tendency to not want to tell anybody. I got this out of him drunk one night. whatever. Because you don't want to admit it. You don't want to tell anyone. You don't even want to go to a doctor because you're embarrassed. So what do? You go on the internet. You order whatever pill you can find. Let's stay away from that. If you have a problem with ED, if you have a problem with sexual performance issues, don't turn to the weird solutions anymore. Turn to medicine and science. 4hims.com is your one-stop shop for hair loss, skin care, and especially sexual wellness for men, and thanks to science, Chuck, ED can be optional.
Yeah, Hims connects you to real doctors, medical-grade solutions to treat the ED. Don't be going up to the gas station and picking up those counter supplements, those snake oil pills. Who knows where those are coming from? And those pills from China? My gosh, stay away from those. Right here, this is the way to go. 4hims.com. No waiting room. You don't have to go visit a doctor in person. So you don't have to do any of that. No lines. Just save hours by going to 4hymns.com. It's very easy to use. And the products are shipped directly to your door. You're not going to take 2 months to get these products. They're going to ship with you, get those to you within days. And, you know, you got to answer a few quick questions. You're talk to a doctor on the phone. It's very confidential. A few quick questions and the chat with that doctor, and you are good to go. Severe ED is an issue for everybody. It affects men in their 30s, 40s, 50s, you name it. It's an issue out there. But being your best means performing your best, and with this, 4hymns.com, they can help you save hours and save all sorts of problems because they make it very, very easy for you. 4hymns.com. Hard made easy, say hello to your big friend.
Try Hymns today for a month for just $5. We will get you started here. For just $5, you can try everything that Chuck just talked about. For just $5 while supply lasts, see the website for full details. This would normally cost you hundreds if you did go to a doctor or a pharmacy. So go to 4hymns.com/wink5. 4hymns.com, FORHIMS.com/wink5. 4hymns.com/wink5. Chuck and Winkler pep rally. It's NLCS game one. Tweet in here from Mr. Kurtz. Says he just drove by Miller Park and it just sunk in. We are hosting the NLCS Brewers hashtag sweep. That's his prediction. What's yours? And if there's those of you guys that are listening on the radio.com app that are not in the city of Milwaukee, we are very intrigued to know how Brewers fever has spread throughout the state, because this has become a Wisconsin thing. This is not a Milwaukee thing. So if you're anywhere outside Milwaukee, call us, 799-1250. We want to hear what it's like in the other parts of the states. Your predictions, your keys, anything. It's a Chuck and Winkler pep rally, man. It's NLCS Game 1, 414-799-1250.
The weekend is here, and you know what that means. Playoff baseball, Wisconsin football, and Green Bay football.
Rodgers, end zone, touchdown!
This week, it's a Pick and Save Fan Friday. Brought to you by your local Pick and Save stores, where Wisconsin saves on groceries.
Come see what's brewing. Come see what the good times are.
Come see what the Brewers are doing. Come on and cheer a superstar.
Be a believer in Brewer Fever. It's fun to join in the cheering. Stomp your feet, clap your hands.
Why aren't you singing along?
Oh, I am. I'm singing to myself. You know, when I hear the song, I think of they used to do a commercial on, well, they used to do a public service announcement at the Old County Stadium. The Two-Fisted Slopper.
Oh, sure.
Do you remember that one?
Yeah.
You do remember?
Like the, don't be like the Two-Fisted Slopper.
Yeah, Pat Hughes used to do the voiceover on that. And he said he used to, when he was the broadcaster, don't be like the Two-Fisted Slopper, spilling your beer all over the place. It's pretty funny. So it'd come up on the scoreboard. That'd be like the, that'd be one of the entertainment parts of Miller Park back then, or the Old County Stadium back then. That little PSA they ran on the scoreboard. The Two-Fisted Slopper.
Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studios. The Journal Sentinel put out an article yesterday about how it's the Milwaukee Brewers, but it's also Wisconsin's team. And I do feel that way. I do feel like the state of Wisconsin is really sort of enveloped himself into this whole thing where, yeah, it's not, you know, the Packers are Green Bay, but they're Wisconsin's team, but it's the Brewers that has everyone's attention. So we've asked you all over this great state, this great country, to call in and let us know how things are in your neck of the woods. Let's go to Scott. Scott, where are you at, Scott?
Hi, Scott.
Hi, guys. I'm beyond the wall. I'm up north in Merrill, Wisconsin.
Oh, Merrill.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just north of Wausau area.
Oh, basically. I know where that is.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the what football conference is that they used to play in? That's the big the Wisconsin Valley
Conference. Well, then for football they're in a great Northern Conference, I think now, but for basketball, Wisconsin Valley.
Yeah, the Wisconsin Valley, that's a pretty good conference. Yeah. So what's going on, man? How's it in Maryland?
Well, it's great. It's crazy. The entire town, we're about a city of about 10,000 people, and everybody's going up. Even some of these Cubs fans are kind of getting behind the cause. And I was telling, you know, I was talking to my buddy the other day. It was crazy because my kids are in junior high, one's in junior high, and the other ones are in elementary school. And when they played the Cubbies to win the division on game 163, they had the TVs rolled out into the gymnasium for the elementary school. They had the teacher, my son who's in junior high in his class, paid out $20 or something like that to get some kind of app in order to stream it. It's crazy. I've never seen it like that. It's up there with the Packers mania, and I just think it's great. I think the entire state's behind the Brewers.
What's it like, Scott, what's it like the rest of the year? Like, are you guys every night dying for the Brewers in May and June, or is this something that's more?
I know I am, and the group of friends that I hang around with, I mean, I'm 40 years old, and friends that I grew up with in the area, because I used to live in Milwaukee, and then I returned home after I graduated from UW-Milwaukee, and my buddies all up here. We're just diehard Brewer fans, I don't get to go to as many games as possible because I've got four kids and it gets kind of pricey.
And you live in Merrill.
I got to drive 3.5 hours. The mother-in-law's down there, and my wife's always saying, why don't we go visit her? I'm like, well, are the Brewers playing it? And then if they're not playing, I'm like, nope, let's just stay home.
Oh, yeah. And, no. That's an excuse because you go to the ball game. Let her go to your mother-in-law's house.
I know. So, but, yeah, it's great. Can't wait. And I'm wearing my George Webb Win 12 Straight T-shirt. I think it's going to bring us good luck, and can't wait.
Well, that's fantastic. All right, a guy went to me yesterday. He said, boy, I just really...
Hey, wait, Scott, have you ever called the show before?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I used to call Scottish Cheese usually Friday nights after a few when the Brewers... Only when the Brewers when I listen to the post-game show. If they lose, I'm angry, and I go to bed and cry usually.
Oh, okay. All right. Scott, move to Milwaukee. You're needed down here, man.
I know. I want to get back there. I love Milwaukee. It's a great city. And the Brewers, Bucks, I mean, just what a crazy, awesome time to be, to be in Milwaukee, to be in a state, really.
Yeah, Scott.
You know what? This is great.
Thank you,
Scott.
There
are some people out there who feel, well, I all these people are jumping on the bandwagon. Well, you know what?
Good.
Yeah, exactly.
Do it.
Because the Brewers haven't done anything for you to create fans in all these years because they've been bad. Let's face it. The Brewers haven't done enough to generate interest. And it takes some winning to get some interest going. All right, and finally, I mean, New England Patriot fans. You think there were Patriot fans 20 years ago? No. It wasn't until Belichick and Brady arrived that they got a little winning culture, and now everybody's a Patriot fan around the country, it seems.
I want other fan bases to look at the Brewer fan bases and be like, yeah, name me a Brewer before 2016. I bet you can't. You know what that means? It means you're good.
Yeah,
it means you're good when you have bandwagon fans.
And you know what, though? It means that your team hasn't done anything in all those years. Like the Packers, no bandwagon fans because they've been good for 25 years. The Brewers haven't, and this is great. Council said this last week. He said, if anything, this is creating more statewide interest in our baseball team, and that's fantastic.
What's wrong with that? Let's go to Tony, who is in Ashland. What's up, Tony?
Hey, Tony.
Hey, good morning, guys. I called before a few times throughout the years, and I used to live in Milwaukee for about 31 years, and now I live up here. And you can go on any establishment, like my girlfriend and I, when we head out, they're on the TV. They're on the TV throughout the year, but now it's pretty much, I'm assuming all the bars up here are showing the Brewers games. My girlfriend, she was in Park Falls most of her life, and I met her, and she was never really a sports fan, and now she sees the excitement, and I tell her about 1982 being 17 years old when they won the American League pennant, and I ran out of my house, and it was just total chaos on Greenfield Avenue, Wisconsin Avenue, and I shared that story with her, and I told her, if they go to Game 7, we're going to be in Milwaukee, so you can experience everything I told you.
What do you think the Ashland bar scene is going to be like on Monday night when you've got the Packers-Niners and you've got Game 3 of the NLCS?
You know, that's actually a tough call, but I really think, there'll be multiple TVs on, and you're going to probably have the Packer game on quiet and the Brewer game on, the volume up.
Yeah. I mean, they're for sure a statewide interest with the Brewers.
Oh, there's no question.
When I was up in Eau Claire, first weekend of the season, they're playing San Diego, and that was that Friday night when Braun hit that home run against the Padres to put them ahead. They had that big ninth inning rally, and Braun hit a 3-run homer. I was in this place at downtown Eau Claire, and the bar exploded. 2 weekends ago, I was up in Escanaba. I was at the casino. I went to go see REO, but before the concert and afterwards, there was the sports bar there that was in there. Everybody was glued to the game. And when Yelich hit the home run, that place exploded too. So there's people all around the state who are into this.
It's Chuck and Winkler. We want to hear from you guys. 414-799-1250 as the Chuck and Winkler pep rally continues for game one of the NLCS here on a Fan Friday. We'll also talk some Packers next hour with Michael Cohen at 8:20. And we'll take a look at the Dodgers more in-depth with Eric Steven, who covers them for SB Nation. He'll join us at 9:35 today. You should join Perkins, where they're getting back to basics. When it comes to dining out, sometimes that's what you want, getting back to basics. Like the hearty breakfast combos we're talking. The piled high sandwiches, the juicy 100% Angus beef burgers, they're all available at Perkins. They've got a new menu full of all your old favorites, and it starts at just $4.99. If it's a classic, it is at Perkins. And what's more of a classic than a Friday fish fry? Perkins has that for you, too, starting at 11 o'clock. Kindness served daily. They've been doing that for 60 years at Perkins. 414-799-1250. Whether you're somewhere else in the state other than the southeastern Wisconsin portion, or if you're in the shadows of Miller Park, want to hear from you guys as this pep rally continues. 414-799-1250.
The weekend is here, and you know what that means. Playoff baseball, Wisconsin football, and Green Bay football.
Rodgers end zone. Touchdown!
This week, it's a Pick and Save Fan Friday. Brought to you by your local Pick and Save stores, where Wisconsin saves on groceries.
Yeah, they have a very left-handed rotation. You know, it means you're going to see different lineups kind of regularly is what I would tell you. So you won't see one lineup. There'll be more guys kind of in the starting lineup, and we think we have the players for it. But you'll definitely see different names in the starting lineup because of it.
Craig Council, Whitefish Bay native, if you haven't heard. Chuck and Winkler from the Bryant-Stratton College Athletic Studios. I'm Bart, that's Chuck. I'm very intrigued to see if Jonathan Scope makes this roster. I believe he still will because he's a righty and the Dodgers, three of their starters are lefties. They've announced their starters through game four. They're going to probably go with a four-man rotation and three of them are lefties. Jonathan Scope, a righty. But Travis Shaw has been in the lineup against lefties, at least in that Rockies series, and he's been pitching or batting very well even against them. So that's interesting for me. And then I'm curious to see how much Hernan Perez plays as well. I just think there's a chance maybe Scope doesn't make the roster, but it just seems like all the signs would point to he does. He only had one plate appearance against Colorado.
Yeah, when you think of the Brewers, Scope, you don't even think of him. I mean, he had the big hit a few weeks ago on a Sunday, that grand slam that he hit, but hasn't really done much since. He's been like under the radar with the team. Because he's really been a non-factor. Didn't do much off the bench. Nothing against the Cubs. He was in that lineup against the Cubs, the tie-breaking game, but he had a line-out, and I think that was it. The only hard-hit ball of the day but for him. But, we'll see how they work. I know Aaron's going to be – he'll be on that 25-man.
Yeah, just I wonder how much he'll play, and do they pick him over Scope? They've got to add another pitcher, we would assume. And it could be Cedeno, another arm out of the pen. It could be Zach Davies. You could have Davies come in and Peralta off. Peralta was really on there because he was good against Colorado, never got in that series. Maybe you take him off, put Davies on, who's been good against the Dodgers. There's a lot of decisions they have to make, and they will make those if they haven't already. They will finalize those within the next 3 hours, and it's very intriguing as to how it will go because, they're planning for a 7-game series, not a 5. And in this 7-game series, it's 2-on, 1-off, and then 3 games in a row where some of that pitching is going to be more important. You can't be as creative as you were against Colorado.
What I didn't understand with the Rockies series, the Rockies didn't even use Freeland, their best pitcher. Left-hander, did not pitch.
Well, he pitched on Tuesday.
But he didn't pitch on Sunday. I mean, game three, your season's on the line, and you don't even hear from that guy?
They could have pitched him Sunday, yeah.
They could have pitched against those left-handed bats? With Yelich and Moustakas and Shaw, and you don't pitch him?
Maybe they thought they were going to win game three and wanted him for game four.
Oh, I don't know about that. They were favorites in the game too, but how do you not pitch that guy?
A lot of second guessing from them. Let's go to the Twin Cities. Let's talk to Clinton. What's up, man? 799-1250.
Hey, guys. How are you doing this morning?
Good. Right. How are you?
I'm doing great. Hey, I want to start off by saying, first of all, you guys got an awesome show. I listen to you guys every single morning on the radio.com app, and I can't imagine starting my day without listening to you guys first, so thanks for that.
Well, appreciate it. A lot of good stuff this week. Thank you. A lot of nice compliments.
Yeah.
Good to hear.
I live over here in Viking territory, so I'm not used to getting compliments from the people I live around because I'm a Packer fan as well. But I wear my Brewers stuff throughout the summer, but I can honestly say over the last 2 weeks, everywhere I go, people are saying, "Oh my God, go Brewers!" or "We're so happy for you." Oh man, we're rooting for the Brewers all the way, man. So it's kind of odd because I'm just not used to hearing that from people over here. Because you know, if you wear the Packer material, you don't get that same kind of vote of confidence, if you know what I mean.
So I saw a car in a parking lot yesterday a truck, and there was, you know how like when it's homecoming, you have that kind of paint on your car. You know what I'm talking about? It said, "Packers suck, go Vikings." I saw that in New Berlin. Why? Why am I seeing that around
Packers
here?
Packers suck, go Vikings?
Yeah.
That's the New Berlin West Vikings.
But then why do the Packers suck?
I don't know. It's probably New Berlin West Vikings.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah. So do you have, like, people are just like, "Hey, go Brewers, man," or do you have, like, Brewer fans you can watch the game with tonight?
Well, see, what's going to happen is I have a group of three friends. I'm from Marshfield, Wisconsin, originally. And we haven't been in touch with, we stay in touch, but we haven't actually gotten together personally over, I think it's been about 16 years. So one of our buddies moved up to Eagle River, I moved to Minneapolis, and my other two friends live around. And I texted them about 3 months ago, I said, "If the Brewers make the playoffs this year, we're getting together. We're going to do this. We're going to get together, and we're going to watch a game." So on Saturday, we're actually going to go back to Marshfield. The four of us are going to get together and all watch a game together, which is something we have not done in a very, very long time. We're all pretty excited for that.
Oh, Clinton, that's a fantastic idea. That's great, man. That's what sports is meant for.
Bringing
stuff like
people
that
together.
That's awesome, man.
Clinton, good call. Don't be a stranger. Yeah. Enjoy things up there in enemy territory, and thank you for the kind words.
Yeah, no, I'd assume the thing you saw yesterday, or whatever it was probably the New Berlin West Vikings.
All right, I lied. It was in Greenfield. I was at Walmart. I just didn't want to admit that I was at Walmart. So I said New Berlin because it was close.
Well, why would you lie?
Because I didn't want to admit I was at Walmart.
Why? What's wrong with being at Walmart?
I just didn't want to. I don't know. I didn't want to admit it.
Oh.
So I said New Berlin, and then I didn't know it was New Berlin Vikings.
Oh.
At all.
I don't know why you'd lie about that.
I didn't want to.
Okay.
Let's go to Drew in Brookfield.
Drew, bail us out here.
What's up, Drew?
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm a first-time caller.
Oh, here we go. It feels like the first time. Now, you're honest about that. You're not just doing it so we play some Foreigner here, right?
No, I'm not a Foreigner. Actually, my buddy Brian has played jokes with you guys, calling in as me, even though I've never called into the fan before.
Oh,
that's...
Why does he use his own name?
That's actually pretty fascinating.
I mean, he's an interesting guy. But anyway, I just want to give a huge shout-out to Chuck, Bart, and Cody, because I think you guys have the best show on the fan.
Wow, what a day today.
This is a
thank
love fest. You know, this has been like a love fest for 2 weeks.
I don't mean to echo everyone else, but I mean, that's my honest opinion, and you guys make me laugh on a regular basis. And so I check here, tune in you guys on the radio.com app regularly. I work on the road a lot, but really just wanted to talk about the Brewers really quick. So excited about them. I was really amped to go to the game this weekend, and, you know, I was doing the Wisconsin pre-sale. Didn't have luck getting tickets. But I did it a couple days ago and was able to get 2 standing room only tickets to game 6, if there is a game 6. Mm-hmm. So I'm really excited if it comes to that. If it could be a clinching game, that would be unbelievable. I can't believe.
Yeah, I think that's a good one to go to because that could be a clincher right there. I mean, one way or the other could be a clincher, but most series go to like game 6. So 4-2 maybe the series Brewers could win that game right there and go to the World Series.
They got to wrap this thing up in five, man. Just wrap it up.
Well, that's going to be tough. I mean,
hey, I'm completely fine with it because if they go to the World Series, I'm dropping whatever it costs to go to the game. I don't care. I just, once the tickets hit the secondary market, it's so expensive. So, if you spend a lot of money to go to one of these NLCS games, and then they eventually do make the World Series, and we're lucky enough for that to happen,
yeah.
You know, then you're dropping $600 ticket to go to the World Series. So,
yeah. It's going to be more than $600.
Like, it's $1,000 right now for stadium only.
It's going to be a lot of money. Drew, thank you for calling. Do not be a foreigner.
When the Brewers played in the 82 ALCS, they were three-day games. They played the day games. They played it was a strike. There was an NFL strike, and the Brewers played on like a Friday afternoon. After losing the first two in California, they came back here in game three, forced to win all three games on a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and they did.
Did you hear Drew? I think he thought you asked him if he is a foreigner.
Yeah, I did.
And not a fan.
And I
of
let
foreigner.
That roll. I didn't, because I wasn't going to get into it back. I didn't mean, you know. It was irrelevant.
I also want to know more about his friend that calls as him.
That's a little odd.
So how do we know that wasn't his friend calling as him? It's very convoluted. Whatever Drew's got going on with his buddies.
But he did say some nice things, so it's all good.
Yeah, I feel like our boss is planting those calls.
Well,
or someone from the radio.com app. Is there good? Hey, that's where you can listen to us. Favorite us on there so you can listen to us anywhere you go and get alerts. Radio.com.
Yeah, and if you want to say something nice about us, that's good.
Yeah, let's go to Wales. Let's talk to Steve, 799-1250. Steve, what's up? Compliment us first and
Steve.
Say what you want.
Well, you guys are really on a roll today. I love to hear that. Hey, guys, I tell you what. Here's who's really soaking up this Brewer streak that's going on, and this team is the old-time Braves fan, and I go back to that era. I grew up in the late 50s, living in Milwaukee. Me and my buddies playing out-seam softball on all the playgrounds in Milwaukee, different leagues. We knew every Brewers player. We had their gum cards. Listened to Blaine Walsh and Earl Gillespie on the radio. And then they ripped the team from us in 1964, 12 years old, rooting for the Braves. Not there anymore. Sent them to Atlanta. We were so hungry for baseball in this city that they brought the White Sox up from Chicago for a couple of years and played some games up here for us. I remember attending a couple of those games. And then finally we waited till 82 for that just super team. And then Phil Garner had some good teams in his era, and it was like a desert in between. And now we've had a little bit of a taste over the last 10 years here and there. But this team, I tell you what, guys my age, we're just soaking this up. We love it.
You know, somebody asked me the other day, what's the best Brewer team not to make the postseason? And I said it was the 1987 team. I thought that was the best team in baseball. Team Streak, I thought they had the best team in baseball that year. And they had an ace with Higuera. Molitor had a great year and the hitting streak. That was the best team not to make the postseason. And the Twins won the World Series, so the Brewers are better than the Twins that year.
Chuck, I agree with you. I love Phil Garner as a coach. He had an edge to him.
Yeah. Oh, that was Treblehorn's team, Tom Treblehorn, 87.
Oh, wait a minute. What year was it when Garner's team was chasing down Toronto?
That was 92.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was my team.
Yeah.
My favorite
team. I like that one, too.
Yeah.
That was a really good team, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good topic, guys. Thanks for what you do.
Hey, right, thanks
thank
for
you.
Calling in.
Have a good one.
Yeah, we talked about this once before about with your dad, our dads. I mean, my dad grew up a Braves fan. He was at the 57, and my dad's passed away. But I think about him because my dad used to love the Brewers, and my dad would have loved this with the Brewers being in the postseason. I know there's a lot of guys out there who might be my age and their dads have passed away who followed the Braves and would be loving this that the Brewers are winning games.
The Craig Council, remember this Craig Council commercial from right after the 2015 season? That's the season where he got hired in May, replacing mm-hmm. Renicky, and there was a commercial that came out. We're going to play that in a minute. It's about 90 seconds. We played it at the time, very like you might cry.
It was very moving.
Yeah.
If it's the one I think you're talking about.
Yeah. I will cry.
Yeah.
You might. Let's go to Mike in OKC. What's up, Mike?
How you guys doing? Just checking in from Oklahoma City.
Yeah, on the beautiful radio.com app, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I listen to you guys every morning on the way in.
Oh, that's great. Are you from Milwaukee originally?
Originally, yeah. I grew up there, joined the Navy at 17, did 20 years in the Navy, been all over the world. Listen to you guys, though, whenever I can.
That's fantastic. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you. What's going on down there?
Well, a lot of rain, that's for sure. It's a rainy day today, but I'm getting ready to watch the Brewers tonight. Got my jersey on, got my hoodie on. Going to be representing the Brewers at work today. So, I'm really excited to get this thing going and maybe take a trip up north there during the World Series.
Oh, yeah. That'd be great. Mike,
they're going to have to add 20,000 seats if they make the World Series. So, everyone wants to go.
Well, bring those ticket prices down. So, Mike, if you're wearing Brewer stuff in Oklahoma City, do people ask you about that? Because you're probably the only one wearing Brewer clothing down there.
Yeah, well, you'd be surprised. I run into a couple people wearing Brewers gear.
Okay.
And then I would approach them, and I'd say, hey, are you from Milwaukee, Brewer fan? And a lot of times they say, no, I just like the colors. Oh, okay, that's fine, whatever. You're still representing.
Okay. First-time caller?
No, actually, I've called in probably one other time.
Okay.
I called in about the Bucks.
Well, I don't know. First time about the Brewers.
Yeah.
That counts. Like
don't be a foreigner to the show and keep listening, my friend.
I definitely will.
Tell everyone about that magnificent radio.com app where you can stream us. Mike, thank you for your service and for the call. Speaking of trying to get tickets to these games, they are not going to be cheap. So got a little bargain for you. You can at least get $20 off. I can't get you $400 off.
So you can get them for $980.
I can get you $20 off with the SeatGeek app. SeatGeek knows there's a lot of different choices to use, which makes it more complicated than ever. And the big question is, who do you trust? Well, SeatGeek solves every problem. They take all the tickets, they put them in one site, they grade the tickets based on value, so they will flat out tell you, hey, this is a good deal, or this is not a good deal. Don't buy these. Go buy these instead. We've got a better deal for you here based on what people are selling them for. Everything is guaranteed, 100%, fully guaranteed. You can shop on there with confidence. I went to game two of the last series. I bought them on SeatGeek. I bought them via the SeatGeek app. I've got it on my phone. My wife didn't. So first-time users, you get $20 off. So we installed it on her phone, put in the promo code BART, B-A-R-T, $20 off. Tickets came within 3 minutes. She sent the ticket to my app. We both used our phones, got in. It's really that easy. I've had SeatGeek on my phone for years. I'm going to use it again when I go to Seattle to watch Green Bay out there. We used to fret about tickets all the time. We do not anymore, and it's thanks to the SeatGeek app. Download it on your phone and get $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. The promo code is BART. They'll ask you for the promo code. Just type in my name, B-A-R-T. Type in the promo code BART for $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. SeatGeek, life's an event. We have the tickets. Get your tissues out. Craig Council did this commercial. Really, the Brewers, their social media, their commercials, everything's been just like the best. They have been doing such a good job. And it all kind of can go back and be traced back to this one. Craig Council, right after the 2015 season, he is just as much of a fan. He is just as much of a Brewer as you are, Craig Council, in his own words.
I don't know you. I don't know your story, your background, what you do for a living. And yet, I do know you. I know how your eyes lit up the first time you walked into County Stadium. I know how as a kid, you dreamed of being Robin Young. And wanted nothing more than to one day wear that Brewer script across your chest. I know that every summer you stay up late listening to Mr. Baseball on the radio.
Strong! Him out swinging!
I know that you'll never forget October 10th, 1982. September 28th, 2008.
And there's a drive in the left field. And it's gone!
Or October 7th, 2011.
Morgan, a smash up the middle. Base hit.
I know you because I am you. You and me, we're cut from the same cloth. This isn't something we chose. It's not a bandwagon we jumped on when it was convenient. It's something we were born into. A piece of our identity passed down from generations before. Just like you, I was born a Brewer. This is my first love, my passion, my responsibility. It's a torch I'll carry with me always. Through the ups and the downs, the good times and the bad, no matter what, this will always be my team. Brewers baseball is part of who I am. It's part of who we are.
Are your eyes dry?
You know it is.
Are your eyes 100% dry?
No, because I mean,
no, mine either.
No, because how can you not listen to that and think about or relate to a lot of those points?
Damn, Chuck and Winkler here on the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.